In It For The Kicks, back in my day.
This is the part of the show where we get the story of a very famous track as told by the producer that made it. This week, we're winging our way all the way to the UK. This man has produced house, he has produced trance, and he is well known in hard house circles. His name is Rob Tessera. We're going to go back to the year 1998 when Pete Tong signed this particular tune to his record label FFRR. Rob Tessera joined forces with a man called Ian Bland, and together they were known as Quake. Tonight's Back in My Day is Quake featuring Marsha Ray. Let's learn the story of The Day Will Come.
With The Day Will Come, it was one of those tracks. This is the thing. I think sometimes I meet with a lot of producers and I see a lot of things on social media where people say, yeah, I've just rattled this track out in 3 or 4 hours and it's great. And you know what? I completely get that. And that can definitely work when you've got a solid idea, you know. But sometimes the best things that I've ever made, including some of the tracks you touched on earlier, like the flipped out tracks, which were, you know, pretty much the groundbreaker for everything else that I've done, you know, the deal breaker in terms of doing things that's got a bit more emotion in, you know, those tracks are organic. And, you know, with The Day Will Come in particular, and the one that I've just touched on, the flipped out tune, it took about, and this is no word of a lie, it took about 18 sessions to get that how we wanted it to be, just purely and simply because we just kept going in and adding and subtracting until we got the finished product. And with The Day Will Come, what initially happened was we were going to do a remix for DMC. We'd been looking at doing a track which was on, I think it was on Defected Records, back in sort of in the 90s, called Ann Nesby, Can I Get a Witness? And they wanted a more trancey mix of it, which is where we came in. But it was a full-on, like, garagey house, Todd Terry, you know, that kind of a period of great music, you know, really, you know, Barbara Tucker, all those type of records. It's a big diva vocal. So we just took one line out of it, which just sang Release the Pressure, which really wasn't the main hook or anything. And we just kept on repeating this, and then we built a track around it. And then got to a point where we thought, we really, really liked it, and it sounded really like the best thing that we'd ever done. Up to that point, you know, we were just sat in the studio after a number of weeks of working with this other vocal, thinking, how good is this beginning to sound? You know, adding orchestral parts and, you know, all the different elements of percussion and, you know, like I say, stripping some stuff away, then adding, finding a better bass. And eventually, after a few weeks, we were thinking, I love this. And then we started thinking, well, maybe we should write some lyrics for this, and maybe we'll do something else with this un-Nesby vocal, because it's, you know, it's just too good to just give this away. So we were sat in the studio, and Ian said, I know, what about this? And he sang, the day will come for you. And I thought, of course, I'm sure you can tell from that, I'm not the singer. So he sang that line, and then within a couple of minutes, I thought, right, I know what the next line needs to be. So I sang, you know, I said the next line to him, and then we pretty much wrote a poem over the course of the next week or so, which was the lyrics, you know. And you know, we just kept on phoning each other every other day, you know, because we live about 70 miles apart. So you'd wake up at 8 in the morning and say, right, show your face, it's true. And he was like, yeah, amazing. Managed to get it all down eventually, get the verse and the choruses sorted out. And then we found somebody who we thought would be suitable. We found a session vocalist who was recommended to us because we wanted a certain style. We wanted it to be, you know, a big, powerful diva vocal. So we met this woman who, a girl called Marsha Ray, who used to be a backing singer for Simply Red. And she came to the studio, and on the way to the studio, she said, you know, we picked up the train station and said, right, guys, not being funny, but nothing's happening until I've had about half a bottle of brandy. So we stopped at the off license, bought a half a bottle of brandy, took her to the studio, made her a cup of tea, gave her the tune, which she hadn't, she heard it on a cassette, a rough draft of it with the music. And she had a thought about how it should be done. We sent her the lyrics, and then she came into the studio and said, right, okay, before we do anything, right, let's all have a group cuddle. So we had a group cuddle, and she then I went out to make her a cup of tea, and she started singing the song. And when she hit the first three or four lines, I've got to say, I actually laid on the floor with my, with like a dying fly, with my arms in the air, just pumping my arms and thinking, oh my God, I've never heard anyone sing like that. Amazing. The best, I think I can still, I'm sure you can tell from the emotion in my voice, that is still the best moment I've ever had in music. You know, hearing somebody, your interpretation after we've been going, turn your face, for her to come and smash it out right down the fairway was truly amazing. So she sang it all, and then she said, right, we'll do harmonies for it, we'll do loads of different takes of it. She gave us all these vocals, we went away and then took off the Ann Nesby vocal, put that on the track. It was just the most amazing time, it really was, so that's kind of how that came together. And then from that we had an acetate of it cut. And a good, very, very good friend of mine is a guy called Phil Faversham, who's from Leeds, and he ended up working, doing A&R for FFRR. And on this day, I'd actually been down to London specifically get an acetate of the track cut at a place called Music House. So I sat there with Groove Rider and Kenny Ken and all these guys having their dub plates cut, and I go in with this strong track. And some of the boys actually came into the studio and said, this is amazing, where's that vocal from? And I thought, listen, if these guys are digging it, that's an amazing thing when it's a real complete different take from what they're into, took it back, played it the next day at the Sun Essential. My friend Phil Faversham was there. He saw the response off the crowd at Sun Essential in Leeds, probably about 1,600 people there. And it blew the roof off them. It was just amazing, just so lovely to see something develop like that. It definitely brought a tear to my eye, without a shadow of a doubt. And then he took it away, played it to Pete Tong, and that's when he got involved and then gave us a call and signed the track. And then off the back of that launched about 5 years of absolutely amazing times, including doing the music on doing three of the tracks on Human Traffic, which over here is one of the sort of big cult movies of its day. That and Kevin and Perry, they're the two real big clubbing movies over this way. So to be involved in that through Pete Tong was an amazing time as well. So we're very, very grateful for everything that happened, all the support that we got along the way, because sometimes you just need the planets to align. And that's what happened.
What were your thoughts on the 2005 remixes on Massive?
Oh, I love them. I really love them. The thing is that sometimes when people want to remix your work, it can be one of those moments where it can be pretty deflating at times when you put it on and you just want it to be the best thing ever, and when it's not done right, it's a massive disappointment. But with those guys, they nailed it. They absolutely nailed it. So clever the way John and Steve sort of molded a pretty familiar trance sound to what was already there vocally. I thought the pads, the emotion in the breakdown, how long the breakdown is, how it builds up, I've got to say, I think it's flawless. I really do, and the Roland Wright mix, that was a real pleasure. I mean, those guys, they nailed it as well. They managed to get that harder coating on the outside of it, but still deliver the emotion and still keep pretty much the breakdown as it was, but then add a killer riff to it, really clever stuff. I love them.
The first ever electronic music show on Howrecky. This is In It for the Kicks, 10 till midnight Friday nights. Radio Home.